Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
ESPN. Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
When you compare the Humana Gold Plus HMO plan with other plans, there's no comparison. That's because it's Tennessee's only 5 out of 5-star CMS-rated Medicare Advantage HMO plan. The only one. No other Medicare Advantage HMO plan in Tennessee received excellent ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in all 5 categories, including managing chronic conditions, helping members stay healthy, and providing a great member experience. And there's no need to wait. You can switch out of your current plan and enroll in the Humana Gold Plus HMO H4661 anytime you want. Like right now, for instance. Find out why this Humana plan has no comparison. And make the switch by calling a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-526-5339 or visiting Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Every year, Medicare evaluates plans based on a 5-star rating system. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Down home, we sweeten the pot on sweet heat. Get a wallop of our signature honey from Church's new Flamin' Honey Megabites today. 5 megabytes and a honey butter biscuit starting at just $3. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
The Mid-South Fair is coming to the Lander Center September 19th through the 29th. Grab the family and experience the exhilarating and thrilling rides more than ever before. The Mid-South Fair, September 19th through 29th at the Lander Center. Visit MidSouthFair.com for daily events.
Did you know there's probably 100 square feet of unused storage space hiding in your closet? You know, along with those missing shoes? Then you won't want to miss the Container Store's grand opening this weekend in Germantown. You'll find a wide selection of space-maximizing products, plus there'll be prizes every hour and a chance to win a $1,000 closet makeover both days. And 10% of weekend sales will benefit Le Bonheur Children's Hospital. Come to our grand opening at Exeter Road and Poplar Avenue. The Container Store, where space comes from.
Regions wants to know, what's a financial tip you'd give your younger self?
You're never too old to get the band back together.
Regions has the tools and tech to manage your money according to your priorities. Enjoy digital tools, innovative ATMs, and customizable security features, all with the kind of financial clarity your younger self could only dream of.
Negotiate your salary. You're worth every penny.
Because some things are bigger than banking. Switch for good at regions.com/biggerthanbanking. Regions, member FDIC.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jason and John Guest appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Why you trying to keep me teeny? It's a dreamy, wished it on a genie. I got fans finally, and she wanting them to see me. I thought you want this for my life, for my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied, just say to me what you want from me.
The Live Love Memphis Group is who you need to be going with if you're looking to buy or sell a home. That's what happened with Chris. Chris wanted to sell his home in Collierville for more money than any of his neighbors. His neighbors' houses were listed for several months with other agents with what appeared to be no movement, but with the Live Love Memphis Group's aggressive marketing, they sold his home in 2 days for list price. It sold for $30,000 more than any other house in his neighborhood in the last 6 months.
That's how it goes down when you're with the right group. I certainly was. After sitting around and worrying, why am I going to try to sell a house I'm never going to be able to sell? So I called the right folks, Live Love. Should have done it a long time ago. They got that home sold in 6 days. They can do it for you. They've done it for so many others. The phone number, why don't you get in this line, 901-685-6000, and get that home sold. Again, 685-6000. Very simply ask for Jennifer Carstensen, and then this journey will begin. It's likely to be a very fast one. Like I said, got mine done in 6 days. Our friend Lewis got his done very quickly the next day, next couple of days, and that's usually how it goes. If you're sitting on a home and you've had it for on the market for weeks or maybe even months, you're with the wrong group. Get with the right one. They're at livelovememphis.com.
We're going to be joined by Sean Taggart. He, of course, is a former Memphis Tiger. Now he is going to be an assistant coach over at Collierville. So very cool story. We will talk to him about all of that at 12:25. But right now, go ahead.
Before that, have we ever asked anyone from that team, 07-08, how much did we ask CDR? How much did not having Andre Allen impact not winning?
I'm sure we have, but, you know. It's always good to go down that, you know, live. Not necessarily that.
We're not going to start there. And obviously, yeah. It's not a fond memory, I'm sure, of losing the championship game. So you don't say, well, let me take it right back to that. But I just wonder, we've all said it's sort of been the narrative, right? He would have helped out.
He was big for
that,
man.
And been a calming, settling factor like he was throughout. And I just wonder if the guys that were on that team feel the same way or if that's just a narrative we peddle.
Yeah, we'll talk to Sean Taggart about all of that at 12:25. But right now we got to do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Today marks the 18th anniversary of the attacks that changed our country forever. No other way to put it. September 11, 2001, I think we all sort of remember where we were when those planes hit both towers at the World Trade Center. I went to, we might have talked about it at the time, but last June, my sister-in-law got married, and we went to New York. And one of the things that I really wanted to do was I wanted to go down to that part of town, mm-hmm. and I wanted to see the memorial. And They have a museum as well. We were not able to do that.
So it was super moving, right?
Man, it's almost indescribable. I imagine it probably feels like that at Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like something that when you walk upon it, when the gravity of the situation hits you, that once upon a time there were these massive towers that stood in this exact spot,
right?
And now they don't because terrorists decided that they were going to try to wreak havoc on our country that day. And then they did. I mean, they very frankly did. And those towers are no longer standing. And, man, you see the names. Mm. Like, you see there's so many names. And some of those names, Jason, you know, people visit them like grave sites. People put flags in them, you know, American flags in them. They decorate them with teddy bears. It really is just an absolutely indescribable feeling. And then there's also like a beautiful pain about it too, you know, because you just know what took place at this site, but yet they've done such a good job of honoring the mm-hmm. people that were lost with this memorial. You know, the water that sort of cascades down the wall and into this well in the middle of the ground that is always going on. It's just something that I highly recommend for anybody that's ever in New York, you know, and in New York City. You know, you got to get down there and see that because, you know, I mean, it's hard not to cry when you walk upon it, man.
I can imagine.
It's a very emotional scene. And yeah, 18 years, hard to believe it's been that long, you know?
Yeah, it is. And it's you know, because you can remember it like it was yesterday. We've talked about this before, I think, on the anniversary. But, you know, you remember where you were. I was at the newspaper, the student newspaper of the University of Memphis, and it was like walking through a dream. You're like in a dream state, not believing that this is really happening, that there are this many people gone, this many people did. The towers, to your point, had been such a part of that skyline. You're growing up, you see it in your mind.
Yep. Yes,
you see it when you're looking at it, you see pictures of it, but it's in your mind. It's been in all these movies. Like, you've grown up with it, the towers. And just the idea that what you just brought up, that I have to explain to my five-year-old what stood there at one point, right? He's never gonna fully grasp what we did on that day. Never feel that surreal feeling.
Yeah.
Hopefully on anything like this. You know what I'm saying, in the future. But
the idea that I have to explain it to them what was there, something that we, I think, for a long time thought was going to be, we thought was going to be there forever.
Yep.
You know, that idea, it was like anything I've been through in my life where, and again, I'm there at the student newspaper about to embark on a career in journalism, and everything shut down. You know, I was the sports editor at that point, and that was the point, was no games, at least that day. Sports, yep, didn't matter. It later became something that sort of brought us back together, right? The returning of the games was. But my dad had to go, was a Fox 13 reporter then, obviously. He goes to New York, to Ground Zero, to cover the story, and all of a sudden you're seeing, man, there are folks, you know, there are Memphis ties to this story. Some people from Memphis were in the towers, and you find out, my gosh, you know, all of those lives that were lost there, what was it, John, over 3,000?
Yep, 3,000, yep.
All of them were connected to families, right? And families of families and that kind of, I mean, you saw Adam Schefter's life has been affected by it, right?
Yep.
The woman he married.
Yep.
So that's what you found out is it trickled out to all of us,
yep,
right? From New York, it trickled out and touched all of us in our towns, again, whether it was a person that, you know, was a cousin or a brother or anything else, and it just sort of took our worlds over there for that next 2 months. You just almost couldn't believe it.
And amazingly, it's something that we still deal with on a daily basis in 2019. You know, the aftermath of those attacks. I mean, you know, TSA, you know, I mean, going through checkpoints at the airport, you, mm-hmm, know, that's not something that you had to do before these attacks. You know, every time you go to the airport and you get on a plane, you know, think of everything you have to do to get on that plane, to get through security. You know, these are things that are a direct result of these attacks, you know?
Yeah.
And, they're having, obviously, ceremonies today for the victims and to commemorate sort of, you know, I guess how America came together, you know, mm-hmm, in the wake of it. And America did come together, you know? I mean, it was, unfortunately, you hate that it takes an event like that to unify, but it did. And we live in a time now that's, you feel like as divisive, as it maybe has ever been. But weirdly enough, that was a unifying time. Scary time, awful time, but also a unifying time. And it was 18 years ago,
yep,
today, happened 9/11.
Next story.
All right, this is a story that is apparently going to affect a lot of us. Now, no one in this room, apparently, because you guys are not DirecTV or AT&T customers. Remember when we were talking about this with Nexstar? Couldn't get your,
yep,
local ABC channel, right? And they got it done just in time, actually, so you could see your Tigers take on Ole Miss in that nationally televised game on ABC. Well, I don't know if you're watching, again, you two know, but if you've got DirecTV, you're subscribing AT&T cable, you're seeing every fifth or sixth commercial or so when you're on ESPN come up right now and say, hey, you're about to lose your ESPN if you don't call this number, right, and tell Direct. Now, it was one thing, right, when you're losing just ABC and the threat that you might be losing some big Saturday morning games. You know, if you're big into The Bachelor or whatever, there's just not many shows on ABC I'm into,
right,
prime time. But the idea I was going to go lose some college football, that's the possibility of me losing ESPN,
yep,
which, my gosh, I must spend, you know, at least 3-4, if not more, hours per day. That average goes up on the weekends. Now, this could put a wrench in some things. Now I've got to ask, I've got ESPN Plus.
Yep.
So I figure a lot of what I wouldn't be able to see if this goes into effect, right, and they go into some kind of bidding war or whatever, a lot of what I wouldn't be able to see, I'm hoping I can still get as a streaming subscriber on ESPN Plus. But for me and for a lot of others that I'm sure right now y'all are seeing these commercials, I saw 10 of them this morning threatening, hey, you better call DirecTV because you guys are about to lose your ESPN. It's about to go down, and most people think, at least a couple of stories I've read, looks like that they believe that this has not been, you know, announced or anything, that the contract's up at the end of September. And so that hopefully this thing just doesn't go dead by then. They've worked some things out in negotiations before we get to the end of September. But if not, yeah, for those of us that are still on old ancient DirecTV, doesn't sound like,
well, I mean,
there's still millions of us, right?
Yeah, no, I mean,
feels like I'm talking to myself here with you two.
Well,
because you got a Comcast and I got
a
what, an Xfinity?
Yeah, well, Xfinity and Comcast are the same thing.
Okay, same thing. It's not. It's just like Power 5. That's DirecTV, and then there's the rest of y'all.
Well, I don't think.
But maybe
that's
we're
true.
Losing our Power 5 status. We're losing subscribers.
How are you going to sit up here and act like?
Because I got NFL on the weekends and you don't.
Because
I got NFL on the weekends and you don't.
You don't. You're about
to
not have ESPN. You'll be watching NBA TV and Smitty.
brother, don't act like I'm not dying for the NFL to open this thing up to some bidding and stop giving DirecTV the monopoly on this thing. I absolutely am. Then I can get out of the chains that are DirecTV. But you better believe we're more powerful. We got the NFL on Sundays. You can't even watch your team.
Let me ask you
can't
this.
Can't watch fourth down.
Do you have a voice remote?
Yes.
You do?
To my television?
Yeah. Like to the DirecTV?
No, it's not just to the TV, to the Samsung television. Yeah,
I have a voice remote for the Xfinity box.
Oh, real nice. What do you say? Turn into The Bachelor.
I can say ESPN. I can say Hard Knocks. You know, I can say a Ghost on MTV. It'll take me right to it. You can't do that with DirecTV. You got to memorize a channel.
I don't think so.
So you living in the Stone Age.
It's got a lot of options I'm not aware of. I'm sure I could speak into that thing. My television could probably find it on its own.
I just can't believe that you attempted to make DirecTV superior to Xfinity.
You can't see NFL. Okay, the greatest sport known to man.
That's the only thing.
The thing we all follow.
Yeah, but you got to pay so much for it.
You can't even see third and fourth down of the Raiders unless you're on national TV.
I got Red Zone for $5 a month.
They're going to take you away right after you score. You're lucky if you score.
Well, we score. We saw that.
You don't see your game on Red Zone. Nobody watching you.
Yeah.
It's a difference. Don't act like DirecTV like we're not there for a reason, bro. We got the NFL.
We're on 1-0 street. Now, we're about to both be on 1-1 street, but right now we're on 1-0 street. You're on 0-1 street, and you're about to be on 0-2 street because you ain't going to have no ESPN.
Enough. Stop, because we're going to get things turned around. I don't have this number in front of me that we're supposed to call as DirecTV customers, and I don't know that it's going to do any good, right? Because when it all comes down to it, this is about money. And me calling and saying, hey, don't take my ESPN away. I don't think it's going to make a big deal.
No, you got
to
call.
To DirecTV, which wants which wants to pay a certain amount.
Yes.
And Disney's trying to charge too much, aren't they, John?
No, I mean, you got to call. You got to call Congress. And you got to.
I'm going to let y'all call for me.
Nobody's going to call for you, man. At some point,
I'm the only ones still got DirecTV out here that's been seeing the commercials. Nobody taking this seriously.
Now, I will tell you this.
It's going to affect millions of us.
I understand. Like your television goes out when it rains. Your television
that
goes out.
That is still true. It is a drawback.
It
is one
cloudy.
Of the cons. It's still one of the cons of DirecTV.
I mean, that's like that is like living in the Stone Age.
You
though.
Put up with it to see fourth down, fool.
Hey, listen, the
you
NFL,
might see fourth down if it ain't raining outside.
John and I are in the same
boat. Rarely rains on Sundays.
We get the games that matter, the good teams that are on the main channels anyway.
Yeah, that's all you get, main channel.
Yeah.
You got no options.
You don't need to have every single game that costs it. I'd have to take a loan out to do what you do.
You're fine because you're a Cowboys fan this year.
Yeah.
John's got a team called the Raiders that doesn't usually get national television games.
No, it's true.
That it would make a lot of sense
that's
for to have some DirecTV if he actually
cared
about his team.
Yeah, but I got that Anthony Sane, Chinese cable or whatever it is.
We know you don't have that. You've already announced what you've got.
I want to get it, though, for real. Like, I really do. You know, especially since the Raiders got an offense now. I
mean, you do have a nice TV, though, Jason. Your setup is very good.
You don't have to say that.
You ain't got
to say all that. I mean, don't entertain this man.
I'm just trying to come his way a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't want to act like everything's perfect and rosy over here.
Oh, Xfinity Street?
Oh, it is great, though.
Property value going up. Yeah. No doubt about it. DirecTV Street starting to look like Raleigh.
We still Power 5, fool. Get off Raleigh.
No, dude, Xfinity is Power 5. Xfinity is like the SEC.
It is not Power 5.
Xfinity is the SEC.
Y'all trying to be the sixth best. Y'all trying to be Power 6.
No,
that's what y'all trying to do.
All of the apps are built into it, too, Jason. You don't have to screw around with all these
remotes. Y'all got a Resco lead, and you're talking about some Power 6 is what you're doing, trying to get in with the big boys.
Let me ask you this.
You don't have NFL all day over there.
Does DirecTV have a stream app on your phone?
I think so by now. Yes, John. I think that's pretty much that's caveman stuff right there.
Does DirecTV have a home security system that you can control from your phone?
I already got Vivint, fool.
See,
fast does your bill rise?
You had to go out and get.
Now my bill, I've already come on here and cried about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's through the roof. I got to pay for that NFL.
Do you mind giving us an estimate?
Yeah, what are you paying?
It's so bad. I had to cut off the movie channels. I told you I cut off HBO and Skinamax.
Oh man.
So
that's how bad it is.
Oh,
I mean, I'm not breaking the bank here.
Uh-huh.
On a budget.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Got a kid and a wife. So we had to cut off the movie channels in order to afford the football on DirecTV.
There you go.
And I told you, it's like chains.
Yeah. I would say.
But we're still the powerful. Don't get it wrong.
You might be in the Power 5, but you're like the Pac-12.
What?
Yeah. If I was going to assign a conference to DirecTV, and AT&T U-verse is the Power 6, bro. AT&T U-verse is.
You realize AT&T owns DirecTV.
Oh, they're the same company? No, because there's a U-verse.
AT&T owns DirecTV.
So is U-verse now a different company?
You have to get – so you can't say that.
It used to be AT&T U-verse. Is it not anymore?
I'm sure it is. But they also own DirecTV.
Okay, but I'm telling you, U-verse –
its interests are AT&T's interests.
U-verse is like Conference USA. Okay?
You want some Xfinity U-verse AT&T?
I'm ranking –
that sound like AAC, bro.
No, Xfinity.
You don't even know what you got.
Xfinity is SEC. DirecTV is Pac-12. U-verse is Conference USA. I don't know why anybody would. I'm just telling you. My mom has U-verse. It's like Neanderthal type internet.
Y'all can't watch any kind of full game. You get what they give you on Red Zone.
My parents in rural Illinois have like Liberty. I mean, it's a crappy ass local. It's not even one of the power six.
Your parents have like the rural cable companies that like,
and there are people
the
like
town
out,
mayor
Atoka
owns.
Some of these people out in rural Tennessee, even, they know what I'm talking about.
I remember when a brother had Cablevision.
Cablevision?
Oh, my.
Before you were born.
In Arkansas, it's Cox.
Yeah, Cox.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Like, it just sounds funny.
I'm not your booty-eating brother, bro.
No.
Brad loves that drop.
He just cannot help himself over there, can he?
Nope.
Sorry about that.
Anyway, we will come back. Sean Taggart's going to join us. We will talk to him about his move into coaching and more. When we return, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
What's going on, Memphis? This is John Martin. And listen, you may have wondered what it takes to enjoy 20 years of strong business in Memphis like the Blue Monkey has. Well, let me tell you, it takes hot wing rolls and a commitment to providing a great product and great customer service. And that's exactly what they do at the Blue Monkey each and every day. The good folks over at the Blue Monkey, they are celebrating 20 whole years this October. And here's what they want to do. They want to thank all of Memphis for their loyal support with a very special thank you to all the team members who have worked so hard and contributed so much in the last 20 years. So go ahead and mark your calendars right now. It's going to be a huge party celebrating 20 years of the Blue Monkey happening around Halloween. I'll have details as we get closer. Between now and then, two locations, downtown and midtown. Check out the menu online, BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night. Relentless Breeze on Saturday. Cassette sets.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Hey listeners, you can't miss Ashley Home Store's huge sale this weekend. Save 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for 3 full years. Friday to Monday only at America's number one furniture and mattress store. Ashley Home Store. This is home.
Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool is teaming up with the Humane Society of Memphis to give away a Hemisphere fire pit. It's happening Saturday, September 21st during the Ron and Karen Grill-Off at Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool. All proceeds from tickets benefit the Humane Society. Stop by from 11 to 1 to see pets available for adoption and check out the outdoor kitchens, grills, playsets, and hot tubs too. Don't miss a chance to win a Hemisphere fire pit. September 21st at Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool. 468 Highway 72 next to the Collierville Animal Hospital or OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
At the Home Depot, we appreciate pros. That's why we created Pro Extra, built just for pros with exclusive benefits like volume pricing, purchase tracking, and paint rewards. Plus, now pros can save even more time with the new Pro Experience on the Home Depot app. Find products fast in-store, access special member savings, and use the new Pro Extra virtual ID at checkout, all from the convenience of your phone. Become a Pro Extra member today and receive $20 off your next in-store purchase. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions. Like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Access granted. Welcome to Flash. Ignition activated. Implementing instant play sensor system. Prepare to engage fun at warp speed in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Flash forward to the fun with new Flash Instant Games. Loaded with cash prizes, play today, and you could win up to $1,000 in a flash. The new cash-packed Flash Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's your chance to play three times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers can win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile playslip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your playslip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 9/29/19. Restrictions apply in new business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today. 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today. 754-0454.
Yeah. Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. Yeah, ATC Fitness. Chris, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Dice game, lose it all. Twin in that 08, apartment 4, I remember. We were trapping in and out the door, I remember. Miss Shirley House breaking down them things.
The new vehicle, that's where you need to go, because they got them all out there on the lot. They got large SUVs, small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, all out there waiting on your price, starting at just $29.90. They got one of the widest selections in the Mid-South. They got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. They're going to get you taken care of when it comes to that car buying process. Located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. Sean Tiger going to join us here momentarily. We will talk to him about getting into coaching over there at Collierville. We will talk to him about some Memphis Tiger basketball memories. Always fun to relive those, right, Jay?
Yes.
So we will do that. We will do that. At here in about 5-10 minutes or so. We were just talking about Xfinity versus DirecTV versus UVerse, because Jason has DirecTV and he is worried sick that he is about to lose ESPN. And what would this man do without get up in the morning? I mean, he's already lost smoking. You know, what else can you give up?
They're like Job. Like the Lord did Job, take everything away from me.
Is that how it is?
My family, it's my family and faith in Chris next. I still got faith in the Lord.
Is that how it feels, man?
That's what's happening. They're taking everything
you're,
from me.
I'm
losing all my vices, which is a good thing.
We're going to have to change your name to L. Job Smith, bro. Like, you got.
I wouldn't laugh, John. You're gonna go straight to hell.
Well, that was done before, way before that joke.
Oh, you're just okay with it, huh?
I mean, you gotta be.
I'm not okay with it. I don't want to go with you.
Resigned to your fate, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I know people have told you before that this show is like the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Look, I've rallied the DirecTV people. We're still out here, and we are still considered Power Five. We are still the superior of conference, whatever you want to call us, John. But there's the haves and the have-nots. And those of you that ain't got the NFL on Sundays, you're the have-nots.
Yeah, but the only reason why...
Now, might be breaking our budget to keep this DirecTV, and it is. I know it certainly is mine, but I got it, dang it.
But the only reason why you're saying that is because based on, like, the Sunday ticket package, that's the only thing you have that we don't.
I've explained that a million times.
We've got the voice remote. We've got the security system, so you can just.
You think
the
I don't like having HBO?
Huh?
On my regular, you know?
Yeah.
On my legal?
Yeah. On your legal?
Yeah.
But you still got it, though. I know you be tapping into that thing every now and then.
Don't worry about the rest. You put too much of my business out there as it is.
Dude, people already know you got that.
Because of you.
Well, I mean.
Running your mouth about my life.
Yeah. you mad
Run
about
Run your, tell your own secrets and skeletons, fool.
I didn't realize that having, I mean, we had Anthony Sane on here basically advertising it, you know. I mean, I didn't think we were really trying to go out of our way to hide it.
Well, you made him think it's just all comfortable to talk. You know, what folks got and don't have.
Anyway, I think what ends up happening is it'll get worked out. I think you're going to be able to keep your ESPN.
I hope y'all are calling for me.
Yeah. Why won't you call, man? Why don't you?
What am I going to do? It's probably recording.
You just don't like my theory
they're
about
you. They're
just
going to use me in their, you know, they're just using me as leverage.
I don't think you like to look like you care about issues.
Huh?
Yeah, like I don't think you want to like actively take a, you know, a campaign role because I don't think you want to care. I don't want you think. You don't want DirecTV to know that you care, but you do care.
No, I just don't want to be on the front line of this one. I mean, I'm like you. I think it's going to eventually get worked out, and I don't want to be the call they're using as leverage, having me on there crying. Don't take it away from me and using me and all of that, because I know this is just a, you know, this is just about them getting more money. I don't want to be on the front lines, the one calling.
Yeah.
Like they'll get it worked out like they always do.
All right, we're going to come back. Sean Tiger going to be in studio. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
The Mid-South Fair is coming to the Lander Center September 19th through the 29th. Grab the family and experience the exhilarating and thrilling rides more than ever before. The Mid-South Fair, September 19th through 29th at the Lander Center. Visit MidSouthFair.com for daily events.
Think of it, driving on the open road in a late model semi-truck, earning a solid paycheck, and spending quality time at home. That's how your life could be as a Class A CDL driver with Paper Transport, Inc. They have various regional driving positions open with parking near Memphis, Tennessee. Plus, there's even the option to keep your truck at home. Sound like a job for you? Then take the first step to join the PTI driving team by calling 1-855-784-5627 or visit drivepti.com/Memphis. That's drivepti.com/Memphis.
Tunica's next big winner is here. Welcome to Gold Strike's Moneyline Book Bar and Grill. It's your best bet for watching all the football action. Place your bets on all the day's big games. You'll never miss a score with over 50 HD TVs, bringing every play to you live. Eat and drink like a champ. All your favorite sports bites and beers are on the menu. And when you're ready to play, test your skills in the Mid-South's first Top Golf Swing Suite. It's more fun than you can tackle. Only at Gold Strike Casino Resort. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
If you like pina coladas, get
spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker and is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is former Memphis Tiger, now assistant coach over at Cairoville High School. Sean Taggart in the building with Cairoville coach Scott Robinson. Sean, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, good days, man, good days.
So you're getting into coaching.
Oh, yeah, you know, I decided to put my foot in the door and really try to help these kids out and, you know, I don't know everything about coaching, but, you know, I'd have been under a lot of great coaches, and I'd have had a lot of life experiences that I believe that can translate and that the kids can really understand where I come from. So, yeah.
I don't think you can ask for a better big man's coach at this level. Scotty, you cashed in right here. Now, did you have to talk him into it? Because you look like you can still play.
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah, I can still
play. And you have been.
And I have professionally. Been, you know, professional. Not really. He really didn't have to talk to me about it. I seen on Instagram that he got the job, and I jokingly sent him a message saying, yeah, you know, I'll help you out if you need some help.
Were you surprised when he calls and said, I do?
No, I wasn't surprised, you know. You know, I'm good at what I
absolutely.
I used to go around teaching kids how to footwork, big man footwork, and stuff like that. And you know, I was happy, and I was happy for it though. You know, I'm excited. So,
yeah. And for you, Scooter, I mean, to have a guy who's as accomplished as he is on your staff here at the high school level, I mean, that's a huge tool for you, right?
There's no question. You know, I mean, as a head coach, you need great people around you. And, you know, I've known Sean since University of Memphis, and
yep.
I actually remember when he was on his first recruiting visit before he made the mistake going to Iowa State in the first place and then coming back to Memphis. But, you know, Sean's ability to connect with the kids and the ability to teach footwork, you know, he was a rare breed when we had him at Memphis. He was a stretch
no
four
doubt.
Or five
yep.
that mm-hmm. can shoot the ball. So, you know, but also be able to teach the footwork in the paint, in the post. And he's done a great job, and the kids have really connected to him. And, you know, as a head coach, you know, being able to let him grow and being able to grow his coaching ability. And within that, of course, he can still play. And, you know, being able to actually show the guys and being able to do that is huge for me as a head coach, and kind of let him grow as a coach as well.
No doubt. Now, hold on. I didn't realize you were considering Memphis before you picked Iowa State.
Oh, yeah.
I did not. Sure. I don't think I realized that.
Who hosted your visit and blew it?
Who hosted it? No one blew it. It was just, you know, a young kid. I'm looking at the roster. I'm looking at who's coming. I feel like, you know, it was stacked.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I didn't know how the minutes was going to go. You know, knowing what I knew now, you know, I'd have chose Memphis. Period.
Absolutely. What was it about, not to dwell on that because you ended up transferring, but what put them over the hump, Iowa State? Was it the playing time? Was it the
roster? Yeah, it was the playing time. It was playing time. The roster, I could see that I was going to get minutes or whatever, and they had just came off losing to North Carolina, I believe, in Sweet 16, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of them. And then one of my prep school teammates was on the team as well. Right, Tashi Carr.
Yep,
that's his name.
Gotcha.
John was making this point earlier, and we have about whether it's Mike Miller, whether it's a Will Barton, you know, everybody that's come here and kind of whether it's been for a year, whether it's been for 4 years, right? That gets around Memphis. They there's something about it they like, and they come back. Why have you hung around? What's been so special about it for you?
I mean, I just love the feel of Memphis. You know, everybody is nice. They're genuine. They show me love everywhere I go. I mean, the barbecue.
told you.
You did.
But it feels like home.
Yeah, it feels like home. You know, I'm from Richmond, Virginia, man. Mm-hmm. It's kind of similar to where I'm from. And, you know, I got family here. You know, I got kids here now. So, you know, I don't see myself leaving anytime soon.
Yeah.
It is amazing. We were, of course, talking to Sean Taggart, new assistant coach over there at Collierville High School. Is this something that you always thought you wanted to do? Like, is this something that you thought about when you were playing? Like, man, I really want to do this one day? Or is it just something that you've sort of discovered later in life?
Well, honestly, I mean, when you're playing basketball, that's the only thing you're thinking about, playing basketball, you know. I always like, you know, working kids out, and even when I was a pro, I used to work the pros out who was on my team, mm-hmm. the locals, and teach them different things. So, you know, I enjoy that, and I enjoy watching them do the move that I showed them. And,
yep.
And, you know,
seeing that growth.
Yeah, I see that growth, and, I mean, like I said, I enjoy helping people in any way possible, you know. I mean, I love the game of basketball. If I can have a regular job and someone tells me that I got a coaching job for $50,000 and my regular job is paying me $80,000, I'm choosing the $50,000 basketball job because I'd rather do something I'm passionate about rather than do something just for a check.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
How old are your kids?
My son, 8 years old, and my daughter's 15 months wearing a 4T.
Unfortunately, good not in Lord. High school yet.
Wow, yeah, no doubt.
Wearing a 4T already?
Yeah, she's huge.
She's going to be a 7-footer.
I hope so.
Now, is the son already playing? And is he already?
No, he's not playing. I'm working him out. Me and German Hunt work him out together. Uh-huh. So, you know, I mean, I'm looking at him. He long, so 6'5", 6'6". Tell Penny to call me, man.
Absolutely. And you know he will. Yeah. You know he will. Your fondest memories of it, because you saw it at its peak, of being a Tiger, was it when you're starting next to Dozier your last year, right? You're getting double-doubles in the second round to get to the Sweet 16. You're playing well there. Or was it the year before and going and all the hoopla that comes with the national championship game? What were the fondest moments for UTEC?
My fondest moments, honestly, everybody wants to talk about the games and stuff, but y'all should have been at the pickup game. Like in the summertime,
oh my.
When we going at each other's throat.
That's when we always want to see y'all when it's real.
That was the most beautiful time for me because, you know, we competed.
Pros in there.
Yeah, it was pros. Like we had people trying to come into the open gym with us, and we be like, "Nah, we good." We talking about people who playing for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, you turn away Grizzlies.
We turn around Grizzlies. That's how
cutthroat it was.
That's how cutthroat. Like we was going hard in there. Like all the old heads used to come back. We used to run them by the gym.
So those were the best times.
Yeah, those are the best times because you know, we build our team chemistry. Then
through that,
you know, we find out who can play, what you good at, what you good at.
Yeah, right, man.
You know, D Rose came in, he wanted to pass. We was like, no. Yep. You need to attack because you're going to open up everything for everybody else. Everybody knew who CDR was.
Yep.
What you see is what you get. He a walking bucket, and I'm sure right now, at his age now, he's still a walking bucket.
Uh-huh.
You know, Antonio Anson, you got them two guarding each other. You got me and Doja guarding each other. So, man, we going at it in there.
Yeah, they told us was it CDR
it was
Spring Bay now that said y'all had to kind of get Derek up out of his shell.
Yeah,
to tell
for
him
sure,
to come on
for
with
sure
it.
We did because he was too laid back, too quiet. He talked to people he felt comfortable around, but we got him out of that. And like you said, we had to get him out of shell, man. He just wanted to keep passing. He was like, everybody know you just going to pass the ball, man.
Yeah.
You see you in practice every day. You can score on anybody you want to score on. You need to bring it.
When was the last time you've been over there and played pickup? I imagine you could be of some aid over there. You've been there lately with Penny as the coach?
Yeah, the last time I played pickup over there was probably about 2 months ago.
Does it feel kind of the same?
Yeah.
Back then?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Oh, like the competition-wise?
Yes. And everybody's coming up in there now? I mean, with all due respect to Tubby and Josh, this ain't them years.
Oh yeah, it's not those years. Uh-huh. You know, he letting they finally letting the alumni back in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, no disrespect to those guys. They try to like, Tubby used to let me in, but certain people wasn't allowed to come in the gym.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, which I always thought was wrong, but Penny's opened the door to everyone. You
it's
know,
family.
It's family over there. You know, so I mean, it's gonna be an exciting year, man. You know, you got all those freshmen, man. Everybody says that the freshman's this, freshman that, but if they sacrifice and play hard, it's going to be rough for whoever they're playing.
What would y'all have done to that team, though, in the scrimmage?
Destroyed them.
That's what I thought. Because y'all some old heads.
Yeah, y'all had
y'all had been together.
I mean, a freshman put you over, but it was about the experience on that team.
Oh, for sure. It wouldn't even been close.
You just going to dog out James Wiseman? You just going to dog him?
Of course.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, you're a grown man, right?
I mean, you got three bids coming at him. You got me, Doja, and you got Joey.
Yeah. That'd be tough.
He probably couldn't touch the paint when Joey was guarding him.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. That game against Missouri, I think you had 8 boards. I think Dorsey had like 14, 16 boards. That last one, that Sweet 16 game. Hate to take you back to an L.
We started off kind of rough.
It was the start of that game.
It was the start of that game that messed us all up because towards the end, we started making that run to come back, but.
Yep. They scored 100 points so much,
and they was keep, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down. We used to going up and down, up and down, but when you behind and you got to keep going up and down, that's rough.
I want to go back to Derrick Rose real quick because you mentioned you guys had to get him out of, like, that mode of just being comfortable. Do you remember, like, the practice where it clicked with him? Like, was there a moment where you were like, oh, my God, this guy has just taken it to another level?
Honestly, I believe he reached his peak. The conference tournament. That's when he really started to like play like very, very well.
Yeah.
And he took that into the NCAA tournament and
just
was destroying people left and right. So I mean, but you could see flashes of his greatness in practice. I mean, his athleticism was, I have never seen anything like it. If he had never got hurt, he would have been the most athletic point guard to ever play basketball.
Yeah. I think that's like, it's like him and Penny. Like, you almost put him and Penny in the same category, you know, like, what if, you know?
Oh, for sure, for sure. You know, it's kind of, yeah, you do put him in the same category. I love Penny, man. You know, Penny was my favorite player growing up, and then to be able to play with D. Rose, and he was like the youngest MVP ever.
Yep.
I mean, that's amazing.
You now, when Josh got the job, I think, were you a senior when Josh got the head coaching job?
Yeah, I was going to be a senior.
Yeah, you were going to be a senior, and then you ended up, you're laughing right now, you ended up leaving and pursuing professional opportunities. Do you ever think about, like, what could have happened if you stayed, you know, behind as a senior?
Oh, yeah, you know, I do look at that, you know. I think I thought about it. I don't like to dwell on it no more.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
You know, for the first couple years of my pro career, you know, I was thinking, man, if I just stayed and stuck it out there for another 6-7 months, I'd probably have been a first-round draft pick. Mm-hmm. But then I could look at it like this. I could have stayed there, and I probably would have been kicked off the team in 2 months. You know,
could have gotten hurt.
It's just different. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was just different between
the culture was
Coach,
different.
Coach Kyle recruiting, he knew he was recruiting inner city kids. So
yeah,
he knew our mindsets, how we think, and all that. And then for somebody else to try to come in and and they got their own ways of thinking. And if you don't do, if you don't go with what they say, as a young kid, you're not trying to be bossed around all the time, you know, by somebody new. So it was like,
no doubt.
I couldn't do it.
Did Josh try? Did he try to keep you?
Like, he wanted me to come back.
He was recruiting you hard.
Oh yeah.
And you just couldn't. You couldn't do it because you didn't feel like it was a match.
It's not even a match thing. It's just, you know, he was on the coaching staff.
Right.
So you know you could. When people are on the coach staff, you can look and tell, like, what kind of head coach
you had a sense of it.
Yep.
So, you know, he was checking classes. He was the one going to tell Coach Kyle what we have done, you know, walking in the dorm rooms and telling them they got this or that or they doing this. Or
he had been bad guy snitch.
Yeah, he was the guy who
that
goes to tell. You know, I like Josh. I mean, he's a good person.
Yep.
But, I mean, at that age, you know, with my mindset at that age, it just wouldn't have worked out. Now, if I had this mindset I have nowadays that, you know, is the political mindset and go out there and you treat people right and they treat you back right and all that stuff, you know, I have opened up now.
Yeah.
You know? Back then, I was closed off. I didn't – if I ain't have no real deep relationship with you like I had with Kyle, I didn't want to deal with you.
Yeah. That's real.
So,
I mean, that's real though, you know?
Yeah. So
I've always wanted to ask this, and maybe it's something you just bat down, but it's a narrative we peddle around here. How much would Andre Allen have helped in that Final Four? Would he have helped at all?
Oh,
I know,
man.
You hit a couple more free throws, forget Andre, with all due respect, you win that game. But we've always said, I mean, he was a common factor with that high IQ he had out there. Would he have helped and pulled, you know?
Between him and Tom, man, they was the leaders of the team. I mean, they was the captains. Andre was a bulldog, man.
Yes, man. Yes.
You know, a lot of people say, well, D. Rose didn't foul. He didn't foul. Well, he did foul. The man tripped him up.
Yeah, he did. He tried.
They didn't call it.
Right.
You know, if Dre was there, he would have never caught the ball.
100%.
100%. Like, he would have never caught the ball. He probably wouldn't even be. They wouldn't even be able to inbounds the ball to the man.
Yep.
It made a bulldog.
Yeah.
And I knew y'all had that respect for him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love him to this day.
What if, for both of y'all on this one, because it's what you're going to be doing. Today's kid, right, that hey, you coach him a little too tough, he wants to run off to you and maybe run off on you, maybe go to a coach that's not coaching him as tough. What do y'all tell today's kid about, hey, it might get a little hard, right? You know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't – the way John and I see it, man, that, you know, I don't know if they're ready to go through as much – adversity as yesterday's kid. And I don't want to sound like the old man, but y'all know what I'm saying. What do you tell kids these days about that?
Well, I think kids want to be challenged, but they got to know the coach cares. And, you know, and that's the biggest thing is developing relationships with the kids. And the reality of basketball is only five guys are on the court at one time. And, you know, our job as coaches is to hold the kids accountable, to challenge them, to, you know, make sure they're doing what they need to be doing in the classroom. All those other variables go into, you know, opportunities on the floor. And academics, making sure that, you know, if they want to play college basketball, they handle it early. But as a head coach, and, you know, and Sean can attest to this, you know, now as he's developed as a man himself and given back, you know, kids want to be challenged, but they got to know that you care. They, you know, they're not going to jump, you know, they're not going to jump when you tell them to jump unless they're asking why.
Real reason, and
they got to know why that you're there for them. So I think from that standpoint, you know, and that's the biggest thing for me, getting someone like Sean on our staff is huge, because when he speaks, the kids are going to listen, because he's played basketball. He knows basketball. He's 6'11". You know, they're going to listen to him. He brings a presence about himself, not only as his height, but also as his demeanor and his ability to connect with kids. So it's huge for us. But the kids want to be challenged, and we're going to challenge them because I want the best for them, and that's why I coach. You know, your passion and whatever you want to do, you know, I want them to succeed after Carville High School,
right,
and being great fathers and being great brothers and bringing all the other things that come with it.
You ready to act when that parent comes, y'all ain't playing my kid right, he needs some more minutes? You ready for all that? You can handle that, right?
Yeah, I can handle that.
Yeah. I don't feel that at 6'11", I don't feel like you'll get too many parents kind of looking up at you and threatening you.
No, nah, they probably going to holler at Scott. They ain't going to talk to me.
We got Sean Taggart here in studio. He's a new assistant over there at Collierville High School. Penny Hardaway and that staff, they got the number one recruiting class. We're just talking about it. How much of an advantage is it just for him to be able to go into a living room and sit down with a kid and his parents who probably watched him on TV growing up? I mean, how much of an advantage is that in recruiting?
I mean, I feel like he has a big advantage in a way. I guess people don't understand how big social media is these days. You know, all these young kids wearing his shoes. I mean, you go to his social media and you see him riding in a nice van, van, and you see the exclusive shoes and all that stuff like that. They like that type of stuff. You know, they get that's where your like button go up. You know, not only, but I mean, he's a great coach though. He has a basketball IQ out of this world. You know, I done played pickup with him. I done played in tournaments with him. I mean, he's one of the smartest persons on the court that I've ever met.
Really?
So if you go to someone's living room and you're talking about basketball, and if one parent knows anything about basketball and hear this man talk about basketball, it's a no brainer.
Right.
You going to Memphis? You going to Memphis?
Because all these different coaching staffs in college say the same thing, which is especially at the high level, we want to get you to the next level. But it's different when it's actually Penny and by extension too Mike Miller, two guys who have done it at the highest. Not many people can compete with that.
Yeah, I mean, you got a 6'9" small forward, or I mean 6'9" point guard. I'm sorry, and Penny Hardaway, and then you got arguably one of the greatest shooters to ever touch a basketball.
Yep.
And basketball is about shooting now. So why wouldn't you want to go to a school that I can learn how to shoot from Mike Miller? And then he one of the coolest people I ever met in my life.
Tear you up in practice like he did Boogie the other day, man. He'll shoot it on you.
Tell him I'm looking for him. I'm looking for Mike.
you want to go at
it? I want all the smoke.
Wow.
Man, I want it all.
You were ahead of your time. You were ahead of your time,
somebody,
bro.
Somebody told me that the other day. You know, man.
Because, like, back in the day, like, you were 6'11", 2007, 2008. Like, you got to play the post.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Now you don't have to do that.
I used to shoot them threes, man. I remember we played O.J. Mann them at the Garden, I believe. I hit two threes in a row. Coach Kyle took me out. I told you not to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Put me back in. I shot the third one.
Yeah.
That's a first-round draft pick.
But now you look at it, man.
You got to be able to do that.
If you're big and you can't shoot, you're not going to play.
Right.
So if I was in this generation, oh, man.
What was the social media in the day of Sean Taggart when he was coming up in recruiting?
Facebook had just got started.
Okay.
So it was dead.
Yeah, so you didn't have – there was no action.
Luckily, it wasn't social media presence.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would have been tough.
If we had a camera follow us around back in Memphis time, Lord, we'll be millionaires right now.
Do you think as a player now, you coming up in this now at Memphis, that you'd have been able to tune it all out, right? I think you got to be so mentally strong these days to stay off that stuff, right? Because you want to see it, and you want to put the likes on stuff. But folks can come at you so nasty, it's almost better just tuning out. Do you think you would have, you know, you were strong enough? You got to be almost mentally tougher these days with media stuff.
If it was booming like it's booming now, I'd probably have been on there with the fake page like KD talking back to people and all that.
I need my burner account.
Yeah. I would have need my burner account.
To light some of these fools back up.
Oh, for sure.
Because people are different online.
They just disrespectful.
Yeah, and they're not like that. People aren't like that in person, though.
Oh, no.
In person, it's all love.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude who's kissing
but can you
your
imagine
tail,
what it would have been like on social media, like, for example, after the loss to Tennessee, number one versus number two?
Yeah, it'd have been – I wouldn't even – first of all, I wouldn't even been on social media after that. Like, I wouldn't
right
even,
after that loss, you'd have to get
like
out.
You would barely see me on campus that after the for
nothing
a whole
on there
month
you see
until that. I was going to class. Like, you won't see me eating or nothing, sitting down eating. I won't do none of that. So social media, I probably deleted my account.
Do you like the fact that the Tennessee-Memphis rivalry is like kicked back up? Like it's like crazy now.
Of course. I mean, like I've always said, I don't wear orange to this day.
Really?
So you know, what's his name? Barnes?
Yeah, Rick Barnes.
Yeah, Rick Barnes there. Yeah, he's doing a great job up there.
Yep.
I mean, our coach doing a great job here. I mean, I can't wait. I can't wait to see it.
What were those next couple of days like? I was just listening to you talk about, like, after a lot, what were those days like? Did you stay in one place? Did you not go out?
I was sick. I used to be sick after losses, especially at Memphis. You know, we weren't used to losing.
Yeah, the one, and you were that close.
Yeah, I mean, that was big for us, man. Doing it for the city, man. We was doing it for the state. Let them know we ran the state.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we came up short, man. I was sick. A lot of us was.
Oh, well, you're talking about Tennessee.
Yeah.
What about the championship game?
The championship game?
The next couple of days. Because y'all got a great welcome home. I remember being out there and covering it, and the city's trying to lift you up. But I imagine when you're that close to it, what were your days like those next couple of days? I wouldn't go on to a class.
Almost a week, probably, I ain't go to a class. You know, I'm not from Memphis, so I had people in Richmond. My brother had my Memphis Letterman jacket on, so everybody, I mean, the whole East Coast is rooting for us, man.
Yep.
Everybody from North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, DMV area, everybody was rooting for us, man. And, I mean, for that time to let everybody down, man, it was sickening to me, man, because I know what type of opportunities that could have created for everyone on the team.
Yeah.
Not just the starting five. I'm talking about all 12, all 15 of us.
Y'all didn't let nobody down as players, bro.
That was one of the all time. I mean,
to the final.
That was the best season for Memphis.
In your case, the East Coast, if you want to say too, on your backs. Wouldn't have been there if not for the players, bro.
Yeah,
put it on Cal. Though. Put it on Cal, man.
I would never blame Cal because I was in the huddle. I know what was said.
I hear you.
I would never disclose that though.
Yeah.
But I guess
it's just one of those things where it's like you feel like you were the better team.
You
know what I mean?
Of course, we was a better team. It's funny how no one was with us. Memphis not going to make it to Sweet 16. Then we beat Michigan State terribly.
That folks mad.
Like we was up at 40 at one time. Coach Kyle had to tell us we going to play zone. We ain't going to press no more, and we going to pass the ball five times.
Y'all didn't want to do that.
We didn't want to do it, but, you know, I respect Izzo.
Absolutely.
He wanted us to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because he respect Izzo. Then we go to Texas to play Texas. We the high seed, but they in they state.
Exactly.
Everybody was talking about that.
Yep.
We go beat them.
Yep.
You know, then we get to the Final Four. Oh, man, we can't believe UCLA going to turn them up.
Tore them up. Felt like destiny then.
We tore them up.
Poster. They'll
and
never
then
be forgotten.
Then all of a sudden, everybody, Memphis going to win. Memphis this, Memphis that, Memphis this, Memphis that.
Sorry.
That close.
Like I said, that ain't on the players, brother.
Yeah.
But I hear you, though. And I respect every last one of y'all play for Cal. Nothing but love for them.
Man.
Y'all respect that, man.
I mean, my father just passed probably about 3-4 years ago. But even when my father was here, man, he was a father figure to me, man. You mean, he showed me things that I ain't ever seen in my lifetime and then probably never thought I would see in my lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't never been out of the country. Until he took us to China.
Yep.
Went to, you know, all the different places we went, man. The restaurants we ate at, the hotels we stayed at.
Yeah.
You know, everything top notch.
Can't do nothing but respect that.
Yeah, nothing but respect. Especially when you coming from the hood. You know, you're in a city child. The only thing you're going to see is your city limits.
Sound like he's told y'all he was going to make men out of you all, and he did.
Yeah, for sure he did. You know, he got us ready for the world. Everything ain't peaches and cream in his world.
Yes, sir.
This real life is rough.
100%.
And that's what these kids need to know. Like, when you leave here, your mom and daddy might say, oh, it's about time for you to go ahead and get your job. You got 6 months to stack your money up. You got to go.
Yeah.
Then what you going to do? Adversity hit, what you going
to
do?
Well, that's why Kyrieville, coach here, is lucky to have you, because that's what these kids need to hear these days. You know it.
Yeah.
You
know it. No doubt about it. Man, congratulations on the gig, man.
You got you a good one right here, coach.
No doubt.
Man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all coming in. We will come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
45 Germantown is where I work out, and it's where you should be working out, too. I've bounced around from gym to gym in Memphis, and what usually ends up happening is that after a month or two, I fall into this routine, I get bored, and I leave. That is not the case at all with F45 Germantown, because it's high-intensity interval training, and the best part about it is every workout is different. No day is ever the same at F45 Germantown. The other great thing about it, no treadmills, no Olympic-style lifting, just great functional movements that are fun to do and can be modified to your specific level of fitness. Since I've started, I've shed more than 12 pounds, so what are you...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.